is saying they will not do
talk radio.
Show, so but I think
welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning,
everybody. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Were you chatting with us?
No, I didn't.
What were you talking about?
Were they with us the whole time?
Probably. They're probably with us.
Well, okay. You got the pre-show.
We've got.
That's what we talk about.
What do we talk about?
I don't know, but it could have been anything.
Sour diesel, MPP.
We were talking about brewing beer and how much alcohol you can actually brew in the United States.
And why dispensaries are whining and crying if patients want to grow when, you know, Budweiser, Corona, they don't complain about us brewing 100 gallons a year. In fact, we were all trying to decide how many people we knew collectively, probably that we probably collectively know a half dozen people that grow. That brew their own beer. So, you know.
Either.
For the brewing companies, you can't be crying. You can't be crying. Because alcohol is legal.
We can all
brew 100 gallons a year. So. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
It's going to be, nothing's going to be around forever. So.
Well, marijuana is going to be around forever.
Yeah. It ain't going anywhere, folks.
Sorry, kids.
It's going to be around medically.
You're stuck with the marijuana. And Weed Day Wednesday. Woo! Welcome, everybody. That was the strangest introduction I think we've ever had.
At least it was interesting.
Yes, this is true. All right, so today we have a really fun show. We've got pre-med testing on. What's that?
Sorry,
oh, no.
I was just looking. That's Ara.
Oh, gotcha. We've got pre-med testing on today, and we actually had some local medicine tested, and there were some interesting results. We'll find out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, inquiring minds want to know.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. So they'll come on in a little bit. We're going to actually find out which number they're calling in on so that we don't, you know.
If you're following this morning, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio / Weed Day Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot going on both sites. Let's see, what do we got here?
We also have, we sent out an email last night in our MailChimp. We're doing health calls now, which is fantastic. So if you know anybody who wants to get stuff done at home and can't get out of the house, contact us. Call us, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. Check out our website. But we are happy to help anybody who can't get to Tumbleweed Health Center that needs a certification because it's important for everybody.
Knock, knock.
Tumbleweed
who's
calling.
There? Yep, Tumbleweed. That's right. That's funny. Landshark. If anybody remembers that, you're all a little young for that.
No,
forget it. Saturday Night Live from the 70s.
I was thinking like Mary Kay calling.
Mary Kay calling.
Do we have to drive up in a pink car?
We could drive up in a green car.
Green Cadillac. I love it. All right. So I figured out our website a little bit. I had so many news articles on here, I was not allowed to post anymore.
Did they say stop it, Bellstar?
You have got to just calm down with your education and your information. You're a maniac. Look at that, looks refreshing. But what we did put up here just for fun, for news, because we could, was the difference between indica versus sativa.
There's what a great way to start off.
There's a small but significant difference, it says, in cannabis genes. Want to go? Researchers from Canada, recently published a genetic analysis of a large batch of different hemp and marijuana strains to teach the world more about a plant that has been neglected far too long by the academic community. They discovered a large genetic difference between hemp and marijuana with a small but significant rift between indica and sativa. Interesting that they found such a big difference between cannabis and hemp. We're going to have to go with that one. Modern taxonomy considers all of cannabis to be Modern taxonomy considers all of cannabis to form one species, cannabis sativa L, as it's called. So-called indica, sativa, and ruderalis are actually subspecies of cannabis sativa L. Until now, the official story told us that hemp fell under cannabis sativa L, subs sativa. The cannabis we smoke fell under cannabis sativa L, subs indica. And cannabis sativa L, subs ruderalis was essentially ditchweed.
What?
Now, the ruderalis is what is making our autos grow so
fast.
So autily.
Autily fast.
You should have seen them. They're really cute. Their autos are very cute. They're only a couple inches, 2-3 inches tall when they start to flower. It's really cool. The study elected 81 marijuana samples high in THC and 43 hemp samples low in THC and low overall cannabinoid production. They got the marijuana seeds from online sources.
I didn't even know that was possible.
They got the seeds from... I didn't either. We
were going
to look
just,
into that. I thought
you
went out in the wild. Yeah, or went... Yeah. Or got a clone. You know. We know nothing about that stuff. Their genetic analysis showed a moderate separation in the marijuana gene pool that correlated with the seed bank reported percent indica or sativa. While the differences between indica and sativa have been doubted, this research shows that they may represent distinguishable pools of genetic diversity, even though breeding has resulted in considerable admixture between the two.
Compared to the two genes of high THC cannabis we smoke, hemp genes are quite different, since the two have always been considered the same species. The elagenine of the THC cannabis has always been carried over to the
It's carried over to hemp. This and further research may soon prove that hemp forms a separate species, which would help it gain recognition as a purely industrial plant whose cultivation doesn't require the regulatory considerations needed for recreational or medical cannabis cultivation. Dividing the two species will also help prevent the use of CBD derived from potentially contaminated industrial hemp as medicine.
In an unexpected twist, researchers also discovered that hemp shares more genetic relations of indica strains than sativa strains. This could be due to the fact that most sativa strains do not produce CBD, while most indicas produce at least a small amount. Hemp strains do not make large flowers with abundant trichomes and produce almost all CBD as their major cannabinoid. The small amount of CBD in indicas may represent part of the small similarity they have with the hemp strains. Taking a look at the graph they published, you can see they analyzed some well-known strains in the cannabis world. For each strain named in the column on the right, they provide the percentage of sativa the seed bank reported in the middle column. And in the left column represents the level indicator sativa based on their analysis. Red means sativa and blue means indica. If you take a closer look, you will see the discrepancies between the report percentage of the sativa and what the analysis shows. Strains like Neville's Haze and Dr. Grinspoon's well-known super sativas tested with high levels of sativa genes. But Durban Poison, a well-known African sativa, tested with almost no sativa genes. White Widow showed up in two places on the list, The first instance was it has a little sativa presence, and the second one has almost none. The study admitted that the ongoing illegality of cannabis has made simple verifications almost impossible, and the most likely explanation for some of these discrepancies. As we continue to unify the knowledge gained so far about cannabis, the scientific community will inevitably unravel the mystery surrounding the progeny of cannabis. Further genetic knowledge will help us preserve and enrich the precious cannabis gene pool.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting. You know,
all it takes is the reallocation of a label, and it becomes a different strain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is why we have pre-med testing coming on today, because the importance of med testing, just what you said, is you relabel something, whether it's the truth, you can relabel anything.
Or an accident,
or a total farce, and someone's going to believe what's on that label. Now, my mom always said, believe none of what you read and half of what you see. Pretty good. And that was coming from, you know, a baby boomer. So, you know.
Yeah,
mixed up. Anyway, we'll go there. So you can check out tumbleweedtailcenter.com. Check out all the fun links. And I will be getting rid of, you know, four-year-old news stories to reintroduce new ones. I think that's appropriate. And I think it's educational.
Oh, yeah, so, I think that's pretty interesting. I can't wait for that little weed revolution that will happen when we just cut out all the wit work, everything gets tested, and we just rename everything because we realize, you know, none of these names really apply to anything, and none of these strains have what we say they have in them.
Right. Well, even more, we're finding out so much more, and we were testing. So are those things that we tested maybe 10 years ago on some strains that have that same information, are we retesting those? And now with the new things that we know, you know, a lot of stuff has been coming in about terpenes and, like, the terpenes tester, I don't think that was that something that we were looking for?
No.
It wasn't something we were looking for in cannabis 10, 15 years ago. So I think the other thing is, now that people are juicing it raw, it's not so much, you know, smoking, you know?
Yeah. It's about
concentrates.
Right. It's about getting the whole plant.
Testing concentrates. I know that was one of the other things we were talking about to pre-med testing was concentrates. And how all that factors in when they're testing and the terpenes that come in.
I know you do. I love marijuana. We just have to say it. We love it! Oh, clap if you love marijuana. Because I just opened a jar of what is known to be called Easy Street. And this is one of the interesting strains that we're going to talk about with Sean today, because this was a tested strain. This was a cannabis cut strain. For the life of us, we cannot find anywhere on the internet, you know, the Easy Street creator. Oh my lord, the breeder.
The Easy Street creator.
I don't know what Charlotte's Web or Harlequin does or anything, but this is apparently pretty high in CBD, and it's the most chillax that they say in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
and it smells amazing.
Oh my gosh, it smells like the white or yellow, I think, in the Smarties. You know, those little tart to it. Delicious. We're going to have some of that. But in just a moment, we're going to have pre-med testing on. And if you want, you can go to, they've got a Facebook page, and I posted it yesterday, but it posted oddly. See, I'm not a Facebooker. I try, guys. I post sideways on Facebook, so. It's posted, it's out there, but you have to really get to it. What do you have there?
Why, it's there.
Oh, read it. That's beautiful.
Well, we will. This is when we're talking about the terpenes. And.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk terpenes, because that's another thing they test for at pre-med testing.
Is terpenes.
Yeah, it's terpenes.
So, and why they smell so good.
And why they make you feel so good.
Uh-huh. No.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, we can open up the airwaves. We can jump on and see if this is Sean from pre-med testing. If it isn't, we apologize, and we're going to have a conversation with you right about now. Funk Soul Brothers, check it out now. But they didn't put on the little question mark, you know, that goes on when you click that you want to talk. Who is this? We'll find out. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. You're live.
Good morning.
Maybe you're not. Maybe you're scared.
Who do we got here?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we'll let you listen.
All right, we'll let you listen. They're like, no, now we're
no,
out.
I don't
we're
talk.
Hanging up. We're hanging
talk.
Up. What about that? Okay, we don't blame you. We're just kind of scary.
It is.
It's a little frightening. With
my first time.
With 40,000 people listening in at once. You know?
Hi, Oprah.
Everybody, look under your seat.
All right. You get weed. You get
weed.
Everyone gets it out.
Gets weed.
You get it out. You get it out.
Oh,
you
get
it out.
Love you, Mama Oprah. Keep coming back, Mama Oprah.
And then they come
keep
out with, you know how they come out with the,
on the
platter.
On
the platter.
Yes, the flattened platters, right on. We love it. We just love marijuana. It's such a good
food dome over it. And then
the little food dome.
Yeah.
Here's your Ziploc bag, your Ziploc bag, your there's chocolate. No, they have a Ziploc bag launcher.
No, they are cute labeled with the
marker.
Tiffany created boxes.
They would be intense.
Yes, with Tiffany created crystal clear, you know, display cases you can set up at home.
With a, like a sampler planner?
Yes.
A crystal
one. It's like that,
right?
It's like that really expensive watch case that you leave on your dresser, and you only walk over there.
Yeah.
You only walk over there during those special occasions when you want that
just
little extra
it
little
nicely,
piece,
right?
You know?
But never to wear it.
No.
Hey, I'm wearing my Apple Watch. That's what I'm saying. You get it, you wear it.
Woo!
All right. Well, we'll wait. We're gonna wait. Unless I'm supposed to call them, I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. We'll read more news.
On the way over, I was listening, but in Pima County, they are going to start allowing more home stays when it comes to punishments. Instead of incarceration, they're going to allow more, you know, you stay at home, you're allowed to leave to get house arrest. Along the lines of house arrest, it's you can leave to do certain things, mostly,
it's like you can go to work.
You
but you just can't go out on the weekend with your
work
friends.
And the grocery store. And
it's like permanent. You're like grounded for a really long time.
Yeah.
By the state of Arizona, you're grounded.
And occasionally, you might get to go to dinner.
Yeah. You're like, it's my mom's.
Yeah. If your mom and dad
birthday.
Are going with you, you can
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. You know, I still don't like it that they're making you feel like a criminal. It's still that you're not allowed to use this medicine. Is bad. It's still bad.
Oh, it's so
this
bad.
This is so bad.
So
and you
bad.
Have to go to prison for it.
It's so bad.
You have more than this much. Like, it's not bad. I'm not in fear to grow tomatoes.
Yeah.
But
why
if you are
a
medical marijuana patient, you can just get a home delivery.
It's true.
Yeah.
But if you're a medical marijuana patient,
that's true. Well, let's talk about the importance of our med testing, because Sean's online here, and we're going to say, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Hello.
Good morning, Sean.
Hello.
All right, good morning.
We got you.
All right.
How's it going, guys?
Excellent, how are you?
Great.
Good. I'm glad I got on here with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We probably should have prefaced the whole show with our tour of the facility.
Uh-huh, we really
it's
should.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, it's not many, you don't get many opportunities to do this. And thank you. We were really honored and felt just really touched that you invited us over there to see the facilities that are testing all your med folks, because this is important stuff and they're not messing around. They've got a gazillion dollar machines over there in each room. And they've got, you know, almost 50 years worth of knowledge combined with his grandfather having done testing for the EPA. He had his own lab still does up in Prescott. Arizona now. Hi, Grandpa. He's not here this morning, but we'll get you back on because we want to pick his knowledgeable brain too. But thank you so much for coming on. Tell us a little bit.
Like got started.
Yeah, tell us about yourself and why you picked Tucson. We love that you're here.
Yeah, no. You know, this is a great opportunity for us. We decided to come down from Prescott, open up a lab down here in Tucson, and I'm from Tucson originally, so it was a pretty easy decision. You know, we're excited about the future of cannabis here in Arizona, and hopefully it becomes recreational next year. And, you know, we're excited about helping out patients and at the same time making sure that all the medicine is clean out there.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what you mean by clean?
Good one.
Yes, definitely. When we say clean, we're obviously talking about pesticides and mold and fungus, for that matter. We've even recently done some salmonella testing on edibles. So,
wow.
You know, we're really trying to make sure that you know, nothing gets through without being clean and without getting into the system of the patient and without the patient becoming sick. That's the main thing. You know, this is medicine for the patient, and the patient should have clean medicine. So.
And I mean, we're going to ask the hard questions. Are you finding stuff like salmonella in the edibles that are out there?
You know, we're not. Luckily, we're not so far. So,
yeah.
If we do though, you know, it's going to be a tough road right now, just because it's not, you know, it's not mandated testing. But we still, you know, we still have to do our part and make it be known that, you know, if something's not clean, it's not clean.
Right.
At the moment, what are some implications if dispensaries were to be giving out bad meds or bad edibles?
Or if you do find them, what is there a fine or
what happens?
Yeah.
What's the next?
You know,
step?
I at this point in time, I don't know what the next step would be. I believe that you know, the dispensaries are handing out the medication, but the medication's coming from, a lot of times these edibles are coming from different companies. So it just, you know, it just depends on what the step would be in terms of going back to that company and telling them that, hey, you know, you have we traces of salmonella or fungi in your mold in your edibles. So.
Well, so there's essentially no quality control for the dispensaries. I mean, so if someone could come to you and say, you know, you test my medicine, and you come back and say, "Ah, oh, I'm really sorry to report. We found this, this, and this, and it's not really a good thing." And they go, "Okay, thank you," and leave. I mean,
that's the bad part right now about the state, because it's not mandated, and there's really no regulations to that point right now, like there are, let's say, in Colorado or even now I hear Nevada, you know, has mandated testing. So. You know, it's something that Arizona, I think, the state needs to recognize and take care of.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got people with, and it doesn't matter what age, you've got kids, teenagers, middle-agers, grandparents, all using cannabis now, maybe for the
yep.
first time, maybe continuing, but, you know, whatever they're getting, it does. It needs to be clean and safe because they've got compromised immune systems, they've got challenges that maybe it would exacerbate something in a really negative way if they got a hold of some dirty medicine. And that's, you know, I mean, that holds true for any pill you buy off the counter, but you're pretty much assured that that stuff's, quote, safe, quote.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Say that loosely.
Very loosely.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you guys been open, and how many tests have you guys done so far since you guys have been open?
Yeah, we started down here in Tucson, probably started taking our first samples here right around the beginning of June, end of May, beginning of June. And we've taken roughly probably about maybe a little over 200 samples now, maybe about 250 samples. So, you know, it's just the beginning for us. We're trying to get the word out there that we're actually in Tucson. A lot of people don't know that. And, you know, that we're available to go pick up in other places like Phoenix or south of Tucson, or pretty much all over the state we're offering. So, you know, it's just the beginning stages, but, you know, I'm sure we're kind of getting ready for the wave that will come eventually here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Tucson needs a good testing facility. You know, the whole state does anyway. There's probably some up north, but definitely down here, there's definitely a market for it. Tell us some of the higher and lower levels of some of the cannabinoids you've seen, and you're testing for terpenes as well as, you know, chemicals and solvents and bacteria and pesticides, things like that. You're testing for darn near everything, aren't you?
Yeah, we're doing a full analysis. So, you know, we have your mold, fungus screen. We do even a moisture content, which doesn't get done too often, but for growers it's important. And for terpenoids, yes, we test for the 8 most common terpenoids we feel that you would find in cannabis, but you know, we're able to test for up to 20 terpenoids at a time. And you know, terpenoids play a pretty big part, and I think they tend to get overlooked with testing. You know, we get a lot of people that just want potency testing and for cannabinoids and nothing else. So, you know, that's something that I think will also tend to grow over the next couple of years, along with pesticides. You know, obviously it's great if you can afford to test for pesticides. I really ask you to do it. It's worth it, and you know, just to make sure everything's looking good.
And terpenes are such a big part of the plant. I mean, it's kind of what humans are attracted to. A lot part of the plant is the smell.
No.
And, you know, as you get in closer and you start studying what these flavors and tastes and smells that, you know, all mammals enjoy, it really does become a bigger part of what it is. And it's not just the high anymore, because the terpenes actually kind of prolong or enhance.
They do. The cannabinoids. Yeah.
So
the aroma makes a huge difference.
Oh.
I mean, you know, even just for patients that are going to get their medicine, and they you know, they like to be able to open up that jar and smell that nice aroma.
Right. Whatever one attracts them. It's like a little jars full of flowers.
That's right. Sure. Yep.
It is.
Little bees.
So what's the highest THC level you're finding?
You know, on flower, the highest THC I've personally recorded is right under 25%, about 24.6, 24.7.
Wow.
And that's very unusual, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. So, you know, for people that think, you know, you can have 30% THC in flower, I think that's very uncommon. I don't think that that really is a real result out there. But
why is that? I mean, why?
You know, I just think when it comes to, you know, when it comes to concentrates, you can obviously find anything above 30%, 40%, upwards of, you know, even 80 or 90% if it's a shatter or a wax crumble. But when it comes to flower, it's just so hard to actually manufacture something, you know, that actually has that high of a THC percentage. And it's never been known out there to come up with 30% THC in one flower. But, you know, it could be out there. I've just never seen it myself, but it could be out there. I would love to see it. If it's out there, please bring it in. I would love to see it.
I have a question I'm going to diverge for a little bit. On your website, which is excellent, go to premedtesting.com. It's also on our little blog right there. It shows it discusses terpene analysis, and you talk about the different boiling points, like of alpha-pinene, linalool, D-limonene. They have different boiling points. So just a scientific question that just came to mind. I don't know why. Just happened. When we smoke this, or vape this, do those terpenes come alive at different smoke or vaping points, as they do in different
yes.
points?
Yeah, I believe they do. So if you're vaping it, you know, through a you know, through a vape pen or you know, any kind of vape accessory, I think they tend to come out more than they do even if you're just smoking it. So because it's at a higher temperature, you tend to get more of those terpenes that are coming out because of their boiling points.
What's the most common terpene you're finding?
Most common would be carfoline that we find. Carfoline is a big one, and limonene is another very, very you know, strong terpene that we find in a lot of flower.
Huh. Carfoline. Interesting. Yeah, you've got to come to the website and read everything they've got on here. Now, you say that there have been up to 200 terpenes that have been found, and How many terpenes are people asking you to test for? Like, are people going extreme and saying, just test for everything you could possibly find in there? Or are they really just going for, hey, I want to know how high this gets everybody?
Yeah, you know, it's more of the, I want to know the more common terpenes that we have listed on our normal report. So it's, you know, I try to push to test for all, you know, if you can test for all 20 that we can look for. Hopefully down the road we're looking to get, you know, offer up to even, you know, 30 or 40 terpenes eventually. But, you know, it's mostly, most common is getting a regular terpene profile that we offer, which is 8 terpenoids. And, you know, it's more so, well, which ones are high, which ones are low. And that's kind of the, you know, that's where I think people are at right now in terms of growers or dispensaries.
Anybody asking you to test hemp?
You know, not yet. No hemp yet. I've talked to a couple people about testing hemp, but they, you know, with hemp, it's all about getting that THC level below 0.3%, so that way they can put it out on their shelves. That way, it's not you know, high CBD, low THC.
And so, what are the higher CBD levels? Since that's a hot topic these days, what are you finding are the higher levels of CBDs?
Well, you know, you actually had one with Easy Street. That was an interesting test we did on Easy Street. I have not personally seen something like that yet, with such a low THC level and a high CBD level. So that was pretty interesting. I think you're up around 14% CBD.
Hmm. Wow.
Lord.
Maybe I read that report wrong.
But
14, really?
But it's not strong. It doesn't feel like, when you say 14%, when you say 14% in THC, you think, oh, well, that's, you know, that's going to be a nice high. It's not going to get me obliterated.
Yeah.
It's not 21, you know, 21, but it's a mild, you know.
Well,
it's,
I mean,
nice.
I think the highest recorded strength. CBD level I've personally ever had, it was like 1.36.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying 14.
Yeah.
What was
my goodness.
What was the THC on that one?
The THC on that one was just under 1%.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. So we do know exactly what that was for.
Easy.
Yeah. Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Which is why I really, really like that a lot.
Huh.
No, it had when I had the smell, when I smelled it, the Easy Street, it had that CBD. CBD usually has that aroma that, you know, it's got that, you know, you almost know that it's a CBD strain. And it had that aroma before I even tested it. So, you know, I kind of going into it, I thought, well, you know, that's odd. I didn't think that it was going to be that high in CBD, but, you know, that's what we got, and it seems like it's something that I have not seen in here yet. So that's pretty cool.
Right on,
really,
Bell
really
Star. What girl, we do it. Woo! Look at it. All right, boys. All right. We'll see you do that one. That's funny.
Very,
I totally read that backwards.
Yeah, I would have liked to know that. Yeah. Terpenes in that one would be
so
really cool.
We gotta find
right
out. Yeah, we'll bring some of that back and get
out.
Because
the smell, I really
smell
enjoy
is
the
amazing.
Smell.
Amazing. That's what really is. But the whole, yeah, it's a really great effect.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
CBD had a different scent.
Yeah, that's interesting. When you first, Space Queen once that was asking about the scent of more a high CBD strain. Is it more fruity? Is it, because this is a really fruity little plant.
You know, it almost has that a little bit of a fruity smell, but also at the same time, almost like a earthy, kind of a earthy smell. It's kind of hard to describe, but it has that earthy smell. If you put it up against other strains that I've tested for CBD, most commonly, a lot of them are 1-to-1 with THC ratios. So. You know, usually don't find something that high in CBD and such low in THC, because normally with these CBD strains out right now in our state, in Arizona, it seems like a lot of them are, you know, about 7-8% CBD and about 6-7% THC. So this is something totally, totally different.
Yeah, Wow.
It
wow.
is.
And it is a totally different strain, too. It's just very relaxing. It's like that little glass of wine.
And you know when it goes really well with sushi?
And it goes really well with sushi.
It goes extremely well with sushi.
Yes, a nice pairing. Easy yeah. treat and sushi.
Nice Chianti.
Excellent. So yeah, it you know it's going to be interesting to see what where we go with testing, and I hope eventually you can test for all 200 or however more terpenes and all the cannabinoids. It's going to be neat to see the potentiation of this plant, you know, because people are trying. You know, back in the day, we've read a lot from different magazines that said, you know, people were breeding out CBD and just really trying to get as high as THC as they could, just, you know, knowing that it was the psychoactive part, but it's also very good for pain and, you know, creativity and focus. So, but now people are doing the opposite. So it'll be neat to see, because we've always talked about it, just why not potentiate the entire plant? Why not bring out the most that every
yeah.
terpene, every cannabinoid, you know, can have?
Right.
We're going to see
all of it.
Would you call
super
that a prize
food.
Flower?
Superfood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. That's going to be a superfood.
A prize food. Vegetable? Prize.
Yeah, we're going to see those at the state fair. That's fantastic. Woo! Who's got the highest level of everything?
Yeah.
Forget the biggest pumpkin.
Shows the big old
yeah.
the big old bud with a little blue ribbon on it.
Yeah.
A little tiny blue ribbon.
Right on.
And a trophy.
Excellent. So... we imagine you're a patient.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Are there patients that come and get their meds tested other than just this? We know that we're hoping the dispensaries do, but do just random patients come in and say, here, I want to know what's in this?
You know, they don't. And I wish we would start getting, you know, I'm going to start reaching out more to the patients and hopefully getting them in here. And you know, for them, I know it's important. And, you know, of course, and I hope that they come in and they say, hey, you know, I didn't see a test result for this when I got this strain, but, you know, I would like to still get it tested. So, you know, if there are, you know, obviously patients out there listening, please come on down and we'll, you know, we'll even discount your price and test your medicine for you.
Wow, look at that.
Look at that. You we heard go. It on Wednesday, Wednesday.
That's
well,
right.
Special
discount. We love this patient special.
Sean, I wanted to ask you, now with the testing, now when people think med testing, I know I was a little naive back in the day when I started hearing about it. I was like, oh, it's so a bunch of people, you know, you bring in the meds, and everyone just sits around and smokes it, you know? They're like,
yeah.
Get a little bit
that's
of that.
That's the meds.
What kind of procedure is this, you know, the different machines and computers that you use? Because when Bell and I were in there, there was some high-tech equipment in there that looked really expensive, and it looked like it did a lot of cool things. So if you could kind of, like, shed some light on what each one does. And you don't have to get into detail, but just kind of like which one tests for each different ones.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yes, and it is very expensive equipment. We have a GCMS, which is a gas chromatography, and we offer our tests both ways. You know, we can do it through gas or through liquid. We also have an HPLC, which is a liquid chromatography. And, you know, you have your liquid chromatography, which we test all our cannabinoids on, and then you also have a gas chromatography, which we also test our cannabinoids on. Now, with the gas chromatography, the GCMS, we also are able to analyze for our terpenes on that and our residual solvents through our TECMAR headspace analyzer. And we're also able to test for our pesticides on that. So that's our main machine right there when it comes down to it. You know, we're able to do pretty much everything on that. You know, with our HPLC, it's, like I said, mostly cannabinoids. And it's a little different with our HPLC. We see the acid compounds of our cannabinoids. And with the GC, we see all our more our neutral compounds. So, you know, it's a little different, but you know, it's great to have both to compare and contrast. And you know, we really enjoy having the machinery we do have.
Yeah, beautiful machinery.
So you're not just sitting around smoking people's samples.
No. No, contrary to belief, yes, that's what I get a lot about out on the streets is I'll come in and smoke for you and be your tester, but no, that's not
true.
Oh,
my God, yeah, I would totally do that.
Yeah.
Now.
See?
Oh, my
yeah.
John, how big of a sample would a patient need to bring with them to get tested?
For potency, if they wanted to do a full analysis for potency, pesticides, terpenes, I would tell them, and mold, I would tell them to bring at least a gram and a half. And if they want to do just potency, then or just terpenes or just pesticides, they can bring about half a gram.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not too much.
No, not too much at all.
Yeah.
Just like a little smidgen.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's important, folks. You should really know what's in your meds.
Well, just like anything you're ingesting, you know.
Yeah, and we talked with Sean's grandfather about this, and he was saying just, wait until there's going to be a lot more stringent testing when this gets to the public because, and by that we mean legalization,
mm-hmm.
The general public, that is, because right now you have to go get your card and get certified and go through a process and, see doctors and et cetera, and so it's really not for the general public, but when it gets out there, there are going to be a lot more requirements that the government are going to place on this plant, and rightfully so. You don't want to go into Rite Aid and pull a Tylenol off the shelf and wonder if you're getting, 100 milligrams a pill or if it's good that week, if it's really going to work. So there's going to be a lot of testing. Hopefully Sean and his grandpa will be able to lead the way.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a wonderful facility to come to. Now, are there, so you've tested dry, you've tested edibles. What's the strangest edible someone's asked you to test, just for fun?
Probably right now, as of now, I would say probably a Rice Krispie treat was the most interesting, just because it took a little bit more time to do our sample prep on it, just because of the form of it and the way it's made. It takes a little bit longer to boil down in our sample prep, just because it's a heavier material. But that's probably the most interesting one that we've tested so far.
Probably smell good though. Boiling down.
it smelled amazing. It gets a little messy because it's so gooey, but with the marshmallow. But it did smell amazing though.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Have you gotten a chance to test anything else like waxes or hash or Rick Simpson oil?
Yeah.
Yes. We've actually been able to test shatter, some crumble as well, and it's interesting with shatter because you figure it's going to be so high, and a lot of times it is. So far I think we tested one that was already at right around close to 80%, about 70, high 70s.
Now, and then do they let you personally test it too?
No, unfortunately they don't let us personally test it.
Maybe you should raise the amount that they're bringing in.
We'll have to see if this really works.
But you look so puffy.
Yeah, at the Cannabis Cup I think I tried a 56%. That was pretty high for me. That was pretty good.
I can imagine.
Those dabby areas.
Took a lot of pictures in that moment.
At those events. Very intense sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They're intense.
Yeah.
Disneyland on marijuana. Cannabis Cup, if you haven't been.
I've never done it before. It's kind of intimidating.
I always do that one.
The dabs?
The dabbing
situation
and shatter and all that.
Oh. Are you going to be at the cannabis event in October up in Phoenix?
Yes, we are. We're planning to be up there in Phoenix. I believe it's at the towards the end of October, correct?
Right, I believe
yep.
so. All right, excellent. So there's one event you can see them. Anywhere else that you're going to be able to meet people and talk about this? Are you you out.
You know, we'd like to start getting to, I know there's some of the, some meetings around town, you know, I believe once a week, there's a meeting around Tucson. So, we're looking to hopefully get, start getting to those and just kind of, you know, meeting more patients, meeting more, more growers or, you know, dispensary owners, just trying to get the word out there that we're here in town.
Excellent. And tell everybody that's listening and online where they can find you online.
Yes, you go to www.premedtesting.com, and you can find us there, and you can also find us on Facebook. Just look up Premed Testing, and you'll find us on Facebook. And we're also on Twitter as well, under Premed Testing.
Excellent. So there's all your little social media sources to find them. Any last questions?
We're trying to get out there, trying to get all over.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having us on. It was just an incredible experience to get down to the labs and see everything, and we're definitely going to bring some Easy Street back for some terpene analysis. And we'll have your grandfather back on, and we'll chat some more.
That'd be awesome.
That'll be great. And thank you guys for coming over to the lab and having us on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully we'll see you at the meetings. If not, we'll see you in October.
Yep, definitely.
All right, take care, Sean.
All right,
thank you.
Take care, guys. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Premedtesting.com. You should check them out. Really great people. Grandfather was just a world of knowledge after working for the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just tons of knowledge. Knowing that... you know, as we consume this plant, whether we smoke it, eat it, all the ways you're juicing it, taking this plant in and making sure that it doesn't have.
Yeah.
It making sure it doesn't have and have the things that you need.
Right. Exactly. It needs to have it safely, clean. Good question about what is clean medicine, because you should know what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, Sean and Grandpa Sean for. for doing what you do. It's not easy, you know, and starting a new business is not an easy thing, so you guys should get down there for sure and check it out.
Give out some support and...
show them the love. Show them the love. So we have a funny little snippet to play here from Ms. Heidi Hamford. She is helping to legalize and regulate cannabis in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. We were doing a little Voxer thing, and then
before this, she was actually helping out in Montana.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. She's from Patients at a Time, and her partner is Irvin Rosenfeld, one of our federal government's very own patients who gets 300 joints every 25 days.
There's
now
four of them left.
There are four, and we're going to try and get LV on the show.
LV, and then
there's two more in Iowa.
Iowa that are struggling to
because they can't find a doctor that will sign off on the federal form. So anyway, so Heidi's helping, and this is she's helping to regulate Florida with Herb and everybody and Robert Platshorn.
All of our buddies down there.
Yeah, so check it out. This is just
a
funny little snippet. I asked if we could play it. We'll see if it comes through.
Right.
Here's Heidi.
Hey, Chica, I see you're online. Go check out Regulate Florida on Facebook, and please like our page, share. Encourage your Florida friends to download a petition, sign, and mail it today. Check out our team. It's badass.
Yay. Check out the team. It's badass.
We know you guys have a fight against you down there for sure. But
yeah, but you're fighting it.
You're doing it.
You're doing
and
it.
Things are happening.
Focus on your young people. A lot of them will support
you. Oh, my gosh. Totally focused on the young people.
Oh,
Oh, my God. Because
encourage them to vote.
They're the ones that are least voting, which is really sad.
Which is why we've got to encourage them.
It's why we're in the predicament that we are in.
Yep. And speaking of social media, we want to say thank you to everybody, all the staff at Tumbleweeds Health Center, because they're tweeting, posting, LinkedIn, Facebooking, Pinterest, whatever they're doing.
They're social media.
I don't know. They're social media up. Hello to all our new followers, all our new... Whatever you're doing, tweeting, church, we don't know what you're doing out there, but thank you for coming aboard and for listening in and for following. And we're trying to follow all you guys now and like all your pages, and we're trying to reciprocate the love.
Yeah, share what you guys are posting. I know we always love what comes out of Florida with Robert Platshorn
Irvin always posts some really amazing things. Regina Nelson up in Colorado Springs, they have an ECS program that is going to be coming to a town near you.
Yeah.
This
they just started in Peoria.
Yeah.
And
this is,
congratulations.
On hand.
Yep.
On hand. Candidate.
We're going to have Regina back on the show. We're going to have Heidi's going to be on. From MPP, Carlos is going to be on the show. So we'll chat with him about
their initiative.
Yeah. We'll have a convo about that.
So many people coming on board.
I know a lot of good groovy, juicy shows coming up. So yeah, go ahead.
Send in your questions and comments.
Yeah,
we love to read from you guys. Mm-hmm. We'll always answer your questions. There are several people monitoring at all times. Please ask us your questions.
Yeah, they're on this thing all day long, and some of us are on all night long. Thank God for posting and picturing and selfie sticking.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
It's called social media. Like I have a social media elbow.
Oh.
It's where your arm.
Yeah, you do.
Your social media.
I haven't seen a specialist like that.
I don't want to get the neck.
Oh, you already got it.
No,
your
you get to a phase where you don't do the neck,
man.
But then you get the elbow, which then freezes up on you.
Evolution picture is going back down.
Yeah,
with
really.
Our cell phones
I'm doing a problem called the black hole to my time.
Yeah. What happened? Where did it go? Oh, got sucked into Instagram for 4 hours.
Check us out on Snapchat, too.
Oh,
Snapchat. We're on Pinterest, Snapchat, LinkedIn, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook.
THC Tucson is
and
our
Instagram.
Tag. So please, THC Tucson, look us up. You will find us.
Somewhere.
We are there.
Yeah, we're all over it.
All over.
Well.
All over.
Did you know that trees mature in 50 to 100 years it takes to grow a tree, and then you chop it down? Hemp matures in as little as 100 days.
Woo-hoo.
Come on, folks.
That's the easier process.
Yep. Economical.
Hemp that's good for the environment, too.
And then we can keep our trees to keep our environment even cleaner.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, biodegradable. Let's just talk about World War II, Hemp for Victory. Look what happened.
Yep. All
the farmers were growing it.
Mm-hmm.
Pants, shoes, sails. All of it.
Very heavy-duty material.
Yeah. Almost indestructible.
I think it felt like
it's true.
I was talking to someone the other day about hemp and whether it would be able to take the place of certain kind of metals and steels and such.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Ford Mobile was one of the first ones that was made with the hemp plastic, which is can withstand high levels of impact.
And heat.
So, I mean, is he talking about the steel and replacement? Oh, yeah. I mean, in houses, they're using it in the hempcrete. You know, they're mixing it with the concrete, which it's allowing less concrete and more lightweight blocks. So they're not so heavy, but they're very economically friendly, eco-friendly,
environmentally
safe. So just the amazing things that this plant is doing, and all the corporations that are doing this now will just have to switch over. They're not going anywhere. This is the same thing about, you know, the dispensaries being worried that people are going to be able to grow. All this plant is going to do is make the world better in every aspect.
Yeah.
Medicine-wise.
Well, I was just talking.
Eco-wise.
Yeah, I was talking about all the jobs this is going to create across our country. It's incredible.
A ton.
So check this out. A 30-something Iowan mother named April Stumpf asked Hillary Clinton to support legalizing medical marijuana nationally. April's 3-year-old daughter, Quinn, has a severe case of epilepsy and is about to die, she explained to Clinton. Her doctors recommend medical marijuana to ease the pain, but it's hard to get because it's illegal to sell in Iowa. The state allows residents to get medical marijuana cards and purchase the drug out of state, but often states that sell require its patients to be present for the purchase, and Quinn is too sick to travel. She's not expected to live past, her voice trailed off. I mean, she can go at any time. Clinton agreed that there should be more research on the subject, and when Stumpf walked away, she dispatched her aides to get her contact information as the crowd continued onward.
So, I'm still having a hard time that some of our political leaders. I mean, I definitely think of her as a political leader, and someone that we look up to should be more informed and more educated on this huge issue.
Because it is
right?
such a huge issue.
I mean,
it's
we're
huge.
Talking about medicine for a ton of people right now.
I feel
millions.
Like most politicians just try to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some will step out of their comfort
yeah.
zone and speak on it.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Briefly.
But most of the time, it just feels like they're trying to ignore it to save face.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
that's not what we need.
Right.
We need to know what you're going to do about this, because this is what we're trying to get.
This
done.
Is what's important in the nation right now.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not
really,
about...
It really is. Look at what the states have done in the last couple of years. This is a very important topic for people, and it needs to be addressed.
Yeah,
you can't
yes.
skate it. You
can't skate it anymore.
You
can't
anymore.
Do it.
And, and children are dying. I mean, we know that there's medicine out there, and children are dying, and they're still. So what is the holdup, folks? I want to know.
I don't know. Here, but here's a quote.
Wednesday, September 2nd, from our little calendar. Weed is not as bad as everything else. Because weed is a background substance. You know what I mean? You can smoke some herb and still function. You ain't crisp, but you'll function.
Who said that? Who said that?
And that is said by Dave Chappelle, an American comedian.
You ain't crisp,
you ain't
but
crisp.
You can still function.
Crisp?
Well, I got a cannabis fact, number 7 here. It
okay.
says marijuana cleans lungs.
Ooh.
Cannabis naturally clears the lungs of smog, phlegm, and other kinds of yucky stuff that come from tobacco use. When breathing in cannabis, the airways in the lungs expand, allowing better breathing.
Breathing in.
Breathe it out.
Wow, that's pretty cool. This study says marijuana and tobacco use increases memory. That's very interesting. We're getting this from azmarijuana.com. It says marijuana and tobacco have always been believed to cause decreased memory function, but according to a recent research study published in the Behavioral Brain Research Journal, the opposite is true when marijuana and tobacco are consumed together. Dr. Francesca M. Fildi, PhD, found that as the hippocampus, an area of the brain associated with the memory and spatial navigation, got smaller from marijuana and tobacco use, memory improved. We expected the opposite, stated a researcher. The study also mentioned that with people who use marijuana and tobacco, smaller hippocampal volumes were linked to relatively higher memory scores. It is estimated that about 70% of marijuana users also use tobacco, which is why these researchers decided to research the combined effects of marijuana and tobacco use. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I know quite a few people that do that whole combo thing.
I know they were talking about with people with COPD.
It's a kind of tobacco that you don't have to smoke a lot of, but it has a kind of a special effect to it. And you can sprinkle it on top of marijuana. Or
Interesting. Is it pure tobacco?
Yeah.
It's just a special kind?
It's like, I'm not totally sure what it is.
It's like
no,
the Chianti.
Well, you know,
tobacco
itself, by itself as a plant dried out,
yes.
It's not as harmful as what the cigarette companies
do to it in the
do
process.
Do to it in
yeah.
the process.
And adding
That's,
the chemicals.
And adding the chemicals for you to keep on smoking.
Yeah.
It.
So yeah.
this is the thing. It's where it comes in is adding all these synthetic terpenes, synthetic flavorings, all these carcinogens. I mean.
Super menthol.
Super menthol. Like, exactly.
Super menthol. Like you need
and you know
a
what?
Super
Speaking
on that.
Speaking of the word synthetic, you know what? With these new testing facilities and everything coming out. You know, with marijuana being legalized and everything, you know somebody's going to try and make synthetic versions of it.
Oh, they
and
do.
And these testing facilities are going to be there to,
oh, they are.
To be able to, you know, be that person to step in and be like, hey, they're selling you, you know, crap,
mm-hmm.
synthetic, fake, you know.
Well, it's
so
how the spice was working.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
these testing facilities are going to be, you know, huge thing for us.
They grow the plant, they grow a plant-like substance, and then they spray the synthetic chemicals in it.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
And there you have our Weed Day Wednesday show, folks, for this
Lots
Weed Day Wednesday, September 2nd. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Sean, from Pre-Med Testing for coming aboard and letting us come see your facility and for doing the most important part of this whole job and testing
mm-hmm.
our meds and making sure they're clean and safe for everybody to use. Coming up, we've got MPP, we've got Heidi Hamper, we've got Regina Nelson, we We got also, oh, Leek is going to be coming on. I think they might even be on next week. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We have a retired police officer coming on. So we've got a heck of a show coming up, folks. Tune in. Come down to the Tumbleweed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Stay tuned for all your favorite Weed Day Wednesday specials. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.